May, said Nanny. She sniffed. They're not your real royalty, she added. Oh, King Grinweld, for one. He wouldn't have wasted time waving things around and menacing people. It'd be bang, needles right under the fingernails from the word go and no messing. None of this evil laughter stuff. He was a real king, very gracious.
He was threatening to burn you.
Oh, I wouldn't have stood for it. I see you've got a follower, said Nanny.
Sorry, said McGrath.
The young fella with the bells, said Nanny, and the face like a spaniel what's just been kicked.
Oh, him. McGrath blushed hotly under her pale makeup. Really, he's just this man. He just follows me around.
Can be difficult, can that? Said Nanny sagely.
Besides, he's so small, and he capers all over the place, said McGrath.
Looked at him carefully, have you? Said the old witch.
Pardon?
You haven't, have you? I thought not. He's a very clever man, that fool. He ought to have been one of them actor men.
What do you mean?
Next time you have a look at him like a witch, not like a woman, said Nanny, and gave McGrath a conspiratorial nudge. Good bit of work with the door back there, she added. Coming on well, you are. I hope you told him about Grebo.
He said he'd let him out directly, Nanny. There was a snort from Granny Weatherwax.
Did you hear the sniggering in the crowd? She said. Someone sniggered.
Nanny Ogg sat down beside her.
And a couple of them pointed, she said. I know.
It's not to be borne.
McGrath sat down on the other end of the log. There's other witches, she said. There's lots of witches further up the ramtops. Maybe they can help. The other two looked at her in pained surprise.
I don't think we need go that far, sniffed Granny. Asking for help?
Very bad practice, nodded Nanny Ogg.
But you asked a demon to help you, said McGrath.
No, we didn't, said Granny.
Right, we didn't.
We ordered it to assist.
That's right.
Granny Weatherwax stretched out her legs and looked at her boots. They were good strong boots with hobnails and crescent-shaped scads. You couldn't believe a cobbler had made them. Someone had laid down a sole and built up from there.
I mean, there's that witch over Scund way, she said. Sister, who's his, what's name? Her son went off to be a sailor. You know, Gaither. Her who sniffs and puts them anti-massacres on the backs of chairs as soon as you sit down.
Rodley, said Nanny Ogg, sticks her little finger out when she drinks her tea and drops her H's all the time.
Yes, well, I haven't helloed myself to talk to her ever since that business with the gibbet, you recall? I dare say she'd love to come snooping around here, running her fingers over everything and sniffing, telling us how to do things. Oh, yes. Help. We'd all be in a fine to-do if we went around helping all the time.
Yes, and over Scund way, the trees talk to you and walk around of night, said Nanny, without even asking permission. Very poor organisation.
Not really good organisation like we've got here, said McGrath. Granny stood up purposefully.
I'm going home, she said.
There are thousands of good reasons why magic doesn't rule the world. They're called witches and wizards, McGrath reflected as she followed the other two back to the road. It was probably some wonderful organisation on the part of nature to protect itself. It saw to it that everyone with any magical talent was about as ready to cooperate as a she-bear with toothache. So all that dangerous power was safety, dissipated as random bickering and rivalry.